Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Tashima?
Speaking.
Hi, this is Monica with Family First Care. You had called me and left me a message to call you back.
Yes, I did it. I tried to get a contact with Rollery.
Valeria?
Yes, I tried to get in contact with her because yesterday, I had forgot to clock in. So when I clocked in, it was a little late, so I was just letting her know, like, hey, I've been here since 7:45. But I got caught up with doing without some cleaning that I forgot to clock in, so I clocked in. So she sent me a message like, just stay to 8 to 2:30, and I was confused. So I tried to call her back, but she didn't call me back. But she also said in a message that, like, hey, do you mind clocking in at the client's residence? I was so confused. And then I looked at the GPS. You have my mom, you have her old address. She don't live there. So I didn't know if I talked to you about her address or
Let me. I have, well, in the system here, I have 4401 Konkoskin Avenue.
yes, but on the
That's it.
GPS, you have some 15th Street. So it keeps saying I'm in the wrong, that I'm clocking wrong.
In the wrong. Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I'm
Okay, so
like,
let me update it. I generally don't handle anything regarding patients because I'm just I'm onboarding the 8th. I don't input any information. So let me
right.
see if I can edit it. If it doesn't let me edit, then you're probably gonna need to speak to Valera to get that changed up. But I'll try. Let me just see here.
Yeah, because I'm like, what? How am I not clocking in at the patient house? I'm here.
Oh yeah, I do see that it's 4255 North 15th Street.
15th Street, yes. And I didn't notice it until she brought it to my attention yesterday. Like, hey, do you mind clocking in at the patient place? And I'm like, what is she talking about? And then when I went to go clock out yesterday at 2 o'clock, I'm like, it's saying I'm out of range, but I'm right here.
I don't have access to change it. I can see the information, but it doesn't let me edit anything. So
Okay. I just wanted to bring that to your attention that is, once she said that to me, I'm like, wait, hold up. Because I'm clocking here. I don't know why I say I'm not clocking, but then I realize you have her old address.
Yeah, that's the issue. That's probably it. Yeah.
And then I was worried about my time for tomorrow because I didn't want to stay an extra 30 minutes and not get paid for the extra 30 minutes. You see what I'm saying?
Of course, yeah.
But I was here at 8 o'clock, so I just wanted that to be fixed. But like I said, once I asked her to fix that, she said I was at the I'm not clocking in at the patient's house, and that just threw
See.
me off.
Of course. Why don't we do this? Text me the actual address. I don't want to have
Okay.
any typos. Text me the actual address, and I'll forward that to Valeria and let her know that I spoke with you this morning and that the address for this patient is incorrect, that she no longer lives there. So she can update it in the system, and you won't have any issues. Now, again, she does come in after 9, so she probably won't get the message until then. Okay?
Okay.
But yeah, text me the address, the full address, and I'll send it to her.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll hurt that.
All right, Tashima, have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.